With help from anti-tax, anti-abortion, and Christian conservative groups, Tom Reynolds defeated longtime incumbent Peggy Rosenzweig in the 5th District GOP primary 4 years ago. Reynolds went on to win the general election, but later ran into troubles in Madison. In just two of the flaps, Reynolds fired some staffers just before Christmas and reportedly asked job candidates about their sexual history. Reynolds downplays the former and denies the latter.
The staff that I started with was not working for my constituents like I would want them to work.
You didn't ask about what they had?
Never asked anybody about whether they were virgins. Okay, never.
Reynolds remains socially conservative on the issues of the day, or as Reynolds puts it, the crazy day, when voters are being asked about same-sex marriage in Wisconsin. In the only public debate of this fall's campaign, he said same-sex relationships go against what he's learned in the Bible.
And I believe that man does not have the right to redefine an institution created by God.
The Democrat running against Reynolds is Wauwatosa Alderman and attorney Jim Sullivan. Sullivan says the second part of the proposed gay marriage amendment would hurt a variety of unmarried couples, including some senior citizens. Sullivan says that issue is just one of many that show he's better suited for the 5th District.
I think that this suburban, primarily college-educated community is a district where there's an expectation that people are going to focus on issues like health care, on education, on job creation, and on property tax reform.
Sullivan and Reynolds differ on whether Sullivan has done a good enough job on taxes in Wauwatosa. But Sullivan also touts his work on an ordinance that puts conditions on large retail stores and another effort to limit restaurant smoking in the city. As with other hotly contested races around Wisconsin, the 5th District election has drawn plenty of outsiders. Governor Jim Doyle came to a Sullivan fundraiser and said Tom Reynolds' views are extreme.
I mean, this is about whether we are going to have government that is dealing with the real needs of middle-class families that are feeling squeezed, or whether we're going to have one particular religious set of views be imposed on everybody in the state.
There have also been media campaigns against Reynolds' successful effort to repeal automatic increases in the state gas tax. Some 5th District homeowners are getting this message on their telephone.
With all this construction going on, Tom Reynolds is threatening the funding of these important projects.
The attack ads come from a group called Building Wisconsin's Future, which Reynolds says is largely funded by road builders. Reynolds says the public will tune out that attack ad and ought to focus on what more he has in mind for controlling transportation spending.
Reining in road construction projects that come in tens of millions of dollars over what they should.
Reynolds is hardly alone in his fight to get reelected. A national group that backs Reynolds' support for school voucher expansion has been doing mailings on his behalf. But Sullivan's campaign is touting endorsements from moderate Republicans who call Tom Reynolds an embarrassment. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.